Welcome to our new podcast, Home Alone.
We are Emily and Emma, and we talk about COVID-19. Today we are going to show you 26 things you can do at home to not get bored.
So, grab a cup of tea or coffee, lean back, and let us start. We thought it would be funny to make a list from A to Z where we are writing all things down you can do while you're in quarantine and you can't go outside. So we will start with the letter A, and there we have applause for nurses or other people who are very good and that help us in this time. So at 9 o'clock in the evening, everybody is going to their windows and applause for the people, and I think that's a really cool thing, and I've done that several times before, so I think it's really cool, and it shows the people who are working for us that they're not alone and that we are thankful for what they've done for us.
We took baking for B because all of us have a lot of time and we can try some new recipes. We tried baking cake and maybe bread. Emily even tried cookies and they were very nice. They tasted well because she gave me some of them. So baking is a useful thing. And very nice if you have time and want to try something new.
A thing that I do very often is calling my friends and family. I love it when you call somebody and hear their voice and hear how happy they are that they can talk with somebody. For example, with my grandma and my granddad, I think they are really happy because they cannot talk with so many people. It's for them very dangerous to go outside, so they most of the time stay at home and talking only with each other, so they are really happy to hear somebody else. And I think that's not only for grandparents, it's for many people who are living alone or something. So call somebody you've long not heard or seen and only talk with him for a while. I think he will be so happy about it, and it will be cool for both of you. And because of Skype or something, you can see each other, which is also a very cool opportunity. So it's not only hearing their voice, so you can also see them, and I think in these times it's really the best thing you can do.
Okay. If you're home alone and you want to calm down a bit, you can start drawing, because it's really without stress and such a calm thing that you can really improve in if you take your time and draw some pictures. It's a very creative activity and something you can use if you want to express yourself.
Now there's the letter E. And we have for E the word exercising. It stands not only for exercising together with learning, it also can be exercises together with sport or something. For example, our good friend Annabelle is doing some sport exercise while calling her friends or something, and they do it together. And this is a thing everyone could do very easily, and we think it's kind of fun. I had done some yoga in the quarantine while we cannot go out, and I were in my garden, and it was really cool, and I think it's a cool way to do something that is good for your body and that also take some time so that you're not bored.
If you stay at home and want to spend maybe a nice evening in front of the TV, watch a film. That's what we have got for F, because films are very entertaining and they show you something you cannot do right now. They are a way to remind you of beautiful things and to show you something different than your own home. You can watch a film with your family and stay at home in front of the TV instead of going to the cinema or visiting some friends.
The other thing we have is gardening. Gardening is very cool. You can go outside and just get some of the fresh air. You can do many things. You can plant new plants. Maybe you can build something new you have never done. For example, a house for some birds or other things. There are many opportunities of things you can do. And I, with my family, we are planting some plants. Most of all, some plants like fruits or vegetables. And now we are having in our garden strawberries, tomatoes, cucumbers. And it's really cool, so that in the summer or in fall, we can get many things from our garden, and that's, yeah, cool. And also, if you're having no garden, maybe you can get some plants in your house or in your flat. Maybe you can stand some outside the window or something. So there are many opportunities you can go make your garden or plant some plants. Yes, and I think it's kind of fun.
Another thing you can do to connect with the nature is hiking, but we have got for the letter H. Hiking is a very calm thing that you can do on your own and even without a face mask, because you can see the nature and the landscape on your own. You can go to some places you always wanted to and just have a little hike. In the fresh air, you can really calm down and you forget the stress of the coronavirus.
I think it's extra fun if you're having a dog and take your dog with you to walk, or yeah, go with your whole family, because there are always new things you can see, and yeah, I think that's very good. Yes, the next thing we have is invite all your friends. Of course, not at home, because we can't. So go, for example, on Jitsi or Skype or some other platforms where you can see each other. And there are many games, for example, I don't know, what can we, Just One, it's a game. You can play with people not sitting at the same place, so you can play with your friends and make a game even in, and it's really fun. I've tried it with my friends, and Emma was there too, and it went really well, and yeah, everybody could try it. You cannot play the normal games, but there are some games you can play, and when you do it, it's really fun, because there can be so many people. We were there with 10 people, I think, or 8, and it went very good, so I think that's great. I really loved it. Sometimes it's hard to find a time where everybody can, but yes, when you found this time, then it's really great.
So inviting your friends online is a very good opportunity. If you prefer to be on your own, you can go jogging, because that's what we've got for Jay. Jogging is a good way to keep fit, even if you do not go to school or to the gym. While jogging, you do not need face masks and you're on your own. So you're in the fresh air, you get out of your house, and you see the nature. jogging is a fine way to be without stress and just run around on your own. It keeps you fit and it's a good way to stay strong.
Yeah, I went jogging several times and I think it's really great. For example, you can hear some music and you can run with the beat and that make you go faster. And sometimes I take my phone with me so that I can listen. And when I see something really beautiful, I can take a picture. And so I have many pictures, for example, from butterflies, because I've seen them when I'm running through the fields. And yeah, I think that's really great.
So you can get fitter while you stay at home.
Yeah, our next point is knitting. It's for the letter K, and we choose this standing for everything that's creative. There's not only knitting, you can do so many things. For example, you can print something on clothes, or you can do other things with yarn and nails. There's so many things you can do, and you most of all have so cool products at the end. So for example, a new and t-shirt or something, or I don't know, there are so many things. And you maybe can also upcycle some things, for example your old t-shirts, your trousers, everything. You can make some new things of it. And it's a great way to not get bored, and there will be always something you can maybe upcycle or you can make creative things with. So
the letter L is for listening to music, because this is something I do a lot in my free time. While the coronavirus spread, I even found some new bands and pieces I really like to listen to. I like to dance to them or even sit down and calm down and express my feelings through music. Moreover, you can also listen to radio plays. That's really funny sometimes. Music is a good way to have fun. And since all the concerts are closed, it's the best and only way to listen to some
music. Yeah, I think so too, Emma. And I really listen to so much music in every situation in my life. It's not really many situations because I'm most of the time at home, but yes. And you showed me also some bands I really love now, and I really listen to them, and it's cool. But I would also give the point M. It's making music on your own. And I think that's also quite cool thing, because you can express yourself with so many different kinds of music. And as some band has showed us, it will also work in a video conference. That's really crazy. And maybe one of you had seen the OHGTV video where some of our teacher tried it. That was not that well, but on the internet there are many better versions of it, and I think if you tried it, it will be very much fun.
Yeah, it's I'm very happy that the teachers showed us.
Yes, I think that would be also very cool, and maybe you can also post it on the internet. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to share it with your friends.
So, and then we're coming to the next point, right?
The next letter is the N, and it stands for news, because in this chaotic time, it's good to find out what is in the news. The news show you all the letters, all the numbers, I meant all the numbers about the coronavirus, and it's the best way to see what is happening in the world, because coronavirus is an international thing, and it's important that countries work together and that we all be at home and stay safe to protect each other and stop the coronavirus soon.
Yeah, I think it's really necessary to see the news, or only to have enough information. For example, you have to know what can I do, what can I do not. So for example, that you have to have a face mask when you go outside, for example, to a store or something. That's really important, but it's also important to see how many people are sick in your place or in your city, and that's also something that maybe can help you.
And of course, the news and TV and radio inform you about the rules the politicians made up to protect us. So
yeah,
if there is a special safety rule in your region, your radio and TV news will inform you.
So the next letter is O, and it was really hard to find something for O, I think. But we have found something good, and I think I've done this in the corona time. It was organizing my closet, or generally organize something. It's something you're not doing because you haven't enough time for it, but now you do, because there's no hobby you can do. Maybe in this time there are some that are allowed, but mainly it's not. So you can organize your things, clean up your room or something, arrange your furniture. That was what I did. Emma came in my room and said, "Oh my gosh, all the furniture are not there where they sat before." And I said, "Yes, I love it now." And it's true, I really love it now, and it's clearly better than before. And maybe you try it. It's a little bit like going on vacation, because it's different. And yes, I think that's a great thing you can do. And the another great thing that I want to share with you is to puzzle. I think it seems very boring when I say this now, but I've bought 1,000-piece puzzles. Is it right? I don't know. But yes, I can really spend hours on puzzling and listen to music, listen to podcasts or other things. There are so many things you can do while it. You can also watch TV while puzzling. And I think when you're really, really bored, it's better than to hang on your mobile phone and just, yeah, don't know what to do with your time. So yeah, I think puzzling is there a great thing.
Yeah, it's important to find some hobbies, and also changing your room is interesting because you can't get out of your home right now. Yeah. When I am at home alone, I sometimes do quizzes on Kahoot. That's what we've got for the queue. Because quizzes on Kahoot can really teach you something, and you can find something new out, and it's so funny. I love to do it with friends.
I love to do your Harry Potter quiz. I think it's great, and I really love to do it. And I am also failing, but that's okay.
Yeah, there are many funny quizzes on Kahoot, but also some information quizzes, even for kids, to tell them what is happening in the world. And sometimes there's information about the coronavirus.
But we've had some quizzes which are not on Kahoot. So if you go which is in the internet, there will be many websites with quizzes, so it's not only Kahoot.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Yeah.
While I stayed at home for months right now, I even read some new books. I found some old books that I always wanted to read, and there are many books in the stores. And yeah, I heard of many people reading thousands of books while sitting at home. I mean, it's not a very new hobby. It's not something that we invented, but it's a very entertaining and sometimes funny thing to do. And yeah, reading books stands for R here. And I think we both did it sometimes,
yeah,
in the last weeks. Yeah, it's very nice to find something to read.
Yeah, I always get my books from the library, so I borrow there, so I do not have to buy something, so you have not to spend some money on your books. But I think it's a very good opportunity for also somebody who has not that many money.
Yeah.
And
it's a hobby that takes time, yeah, but it really gets you the chance to go in a different place.
Yeah, or dive in different
read
worlds.
Read about something, yeah, else. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite book? Or book you read the last time?
I love Harry Potter. And yes. I just read The Thief Lord.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a funny book.
Okay. So our next letter is S, right? It's S. Okay. The point is stay at home. It's really important. And I wanted to say it to everybody of you. It's important to stay at home and do not meet more than two people. So, yeah, we want to come out of this situation as fast as possible. And for this, we need the help of all of us.
Yeah, we need to keep social distancing, especially to protect the old people and the sick ones. All of the little minority that is very in danger because of the coronavirus, they need to be safe. Therefore, we of course thank all the doctors and nurses and hospitals, but we all need to protect them and keep distancing to them.
Take care of yourself, but also take care of other people. Maybe you can help people with going for their to the supermarket or go on a walk with their dogs because they need to have help. Or if it's just that you talk with your older neighbors, it will help them to understand this situation. And I think that's really, really important. And I think it's also the important point on all this.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And since we all stay at home, we all cannot meet our friends or teachers in school, we have time with our family at tea, because that's what we do, of course, a lot. We play games with them, we go on walks with them, we eat with them, we have so much contact with our family, and it's very, very important, because to have no social contact is bad, and we cannot see our friends. I really miss my friends, but I'm thankful for my family that they spend time with me and do funny things.
Me too, but I really have to say, my brother is getting so hard on my nerves.
Yes.
I really have to say that.
Sometimes I prefer to see all my classmates not stay in this same house anymore. But,
sometimes when
time with your family is important.
Sometimes when I learn, my brother came into my room and screamed something, and I was so, oh my god, Kate, just go out of here. I want to be on my own. That can be, but it's sometimes when you're really bored, it's so good to have your family and to play with them or work in the garden or just go with them on a walk. And I'm grateful for that, but I think I will be very happy when I can meet other people. And
of course. So we get very close with our family, but sometimes it's too close.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I really, really miss other people.
Yeah, me too. The next and one of the more points at the end is you. And it's for us, use a face mask. For example, in the supermarket, it is really important and you have to do it. You have to, it's a rule. So, but also if you do not have to use one, you should use one because we all want to be nice to our
weaker friends.
Yeah. Be nice to all the people and help them to survive that. And yeah, but I have to say something. I didn't understand this point. I at first thought we would saying use face masks, so masks like from the drugstore, for example.
Something
for your face, for your skin, so that it's smooth, you know. But you can also do
about face masks, and it's very important to wear them, especially if you meet somebody else. And you don't need to have one that's very expensive or something. You can also make it yourself with them.
Yeah, that's something. Also something that takes some time and it's not boring.
It's not so hard.
Yeah. The next thing is W. And for that, we have write a diary entry. Or a diary. So, it seems very lame, but I can say it's not. Emma and I are having a bet that we want to write a diary for this whole month. It was okay for me. I don't know how much did you write?
Yeah, I've written some diary entries, but I did not write for the last week, I guess.
Yeah, I think also I did not. But you
going to do this again, of course. Yes. It's good to recap something you've gone through.
Yeah, I think also so. And I think it will be interesting when this whole virus thing is away. You can reread how you felt in this time. Yes. And I think it's really interesting.
And it's something important, I guess, to recap what has happened.
Yeah, so that it's maybe not happening this again. So that, yes.
Maybe.
The next letter was the hardest letter to find a word for, and yes,
the next letter we got is the X, and we have just found like two things. We found the xylophone and the XXL, and I thought we can combine it because xylophone is something not very usual, and so we decided to take the X as a letter to try something else, especially in a musical way. Maybe you can try some new instruments or practice something you've not practiced before. And we also want you to say what you can do, maybe with an X on the word.
Yes!
As a new gadget.
Yeah, it should be a challenge. Find a word with the letter X. And we find it very hard. We've looked many websites and we did not find any good word. I think it's really hard. And yes. So now we're coming to our two last points and our two last letters. And the
next letter is the Y. I've written down YouTube for that because you really used it.
Yeah.
It is a kind of entertaining, but right now I'm more often using it for getting information about some new routes or about some news out there. I can watch like a part of a show from maybe from the TV that informs us. I also watch a lot of music videos right now.
Yeah. I have to say that it's really inspiring. If you look at the right videos, it inspires you to do something, or it shows you how to maybe create a wonderful face mask or something. And this is really good because then I have more ideas. What can I do when I'm bored?
And that's looking on cool. The right channels on YouTube, yeah. You can find like some good ways to spend your time. They sometimes show you how to do some things. They show you workouts you can do at home. They show you like the way to recreate something, to create something, to build something at home, just to have some fun in your free time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now there's our last letter for today. Yes, we did it. Okay. And it was a really hard letter. We did not find very cool things, but we have the word zoo. And it's not, don't want to say that you have to go to the zoo. It should more be a thing that you can look after your pets, feed them, do things for them. Maybe you can train some tricks with them. That's also a thing. But yeah, I think there are many opportunities you can do with your zoo, and if you do not have an animal, maybe you can go outside and find one.
So, yeah. I also know somebody, that is going to get new animals, and I think for my friends that have animals, it's a nice way to spend some time with them.
Yeah, I will get next Saturday some chickens. True. Yeah.
The chickens.
Yeah, and I think I'm really happy about them. I hope they will.
And I guess caring for an animal or a walk with some animals always is a nice time to spend some
hours. Yeah, even to go outside and maybe watch some ants or other things.
Some dogs. Last week we saw sheeps. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Some sheeps. Maybe also some wild living animals like ducks. I saw many ducks because I were, where is water or, other animals. There are many animals you can see if you're really searching. Yeah.
Yeah. And that animals can also be a friend. And I'm happy that I'm here with you right now as a friend. Yeah. I'm happy that we can see each other.
Yeah.
And we have to go through this time together, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the end of our podcast. We really enjoyed our time. We hope that you do too. And yeah, we want to say thank you that you listened to the end. Our concentration is really at the end.
Yeah, but it was fun. I'm happy that we made it to the end.
Yeah.
Now we want to greet Julia and Annabelle from our group.
Yeah.
Our group.
Yeah, they helped us with other
exercises.
And yeah, at least we want to say stay at home. Stay home alone.
Goodbye.
And goodbye.
In order to keep social distancing, we always do video conferences with friends, but also with teachers, to show each other our results from our tasks at home. But video conferences with friends are very important too, because many of them I don't see anymore. I have no idea what they're doing, and through video conference we can keep in contact, we can tell each other something we just made. Because really, on the all day things are ones you sometimes miss, and video conferences help you to structure your contact to people, but also to structure your work at home with some teachers. Yeah, it's very useful. We all use it a lot, and of course we recommend it to everybody. And
yeah,
I'm ready to do it again with my friends because I haven't seen them in a while.
Hello! Our next. That's stupid! Oh my gosh! Hello, and I was so.
Stands for lustig and also for listening to music because that's funny.
Oh my god, I will do it out. So, no. But I.